Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Animal Jam, episode X1. Is that how we're still doing Roman numerals?
X1, yes.
X1. Okay. As always, I'm here with my boy, KD. What's up, Keith? Tell us a little bit.
What's good,
homies?
How
you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, that's some. Do your traditional intro for me.
Yo.
There we go. That's a famous one now. And we also got our great friend, Matthew. Say hi, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing swell, thank you.
I'm doing swell, thank you, too. Thanks for asking me how I'm doing, too. All right, let's get started. We got a lot of good animals this week. I guess you can call them...
I actually have a guest over here. Last second change.
What are you talking about?
I don't think that you bring guests on to my show.
Well, I thought
I don't think
that,
it's your decision.
I thought that it was
I don't think that
Christmas episode. I thought it would be real nice to, you know, surprise our viewers.
You don't fucking bring somebody on here without running it by me.
Well, I made an executive decision. He just kind of showed up, and I was like, we're getting you on the podcast.
Well, I'm a 69% shareholder, and I say that you're off the show permanently forever and for eternity.
You haven't even heard who it is.
I don't care who it is.
It doesn't matter. I'm also a 69% shareholder.
Yeah, so unless it's Hitler, get the hell out of here.
It's not Hitler, but it's almost as good.
Well, then, almost as good as Hitler. We should tout that as our guest from now on. They're almost as good as Hitler. All right, well, let's get started. Yeah, Keith, what are you bringing to the table?
I'm bringing my dignity, and I'm going to leave it on the table.
Okay. Matthew, what do you got?
I have Santa Claus sitting next to me. That's what I have.
You have Santa Claus?
Sitting next to me.
No All right. way.
Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, everyone.
Oh, my God. Santa Claus is here.
Hi, Santa.
Santa, it's been so long.
How's it going, everyone?
I'm doing great. How are you, Santa?
Fantastic. Is that a cum sock? For real?
No. That's my stocking.
Why is it on the floor?
More stuffers in there.
I've been stuffing it every night, two times a day.
Oh god.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle. Matthew, use a sock to fill up. Use a sock.
I don't. You know, Santa Claus is sitting right next to me. I'm not really sure if I want to air out all my sins right now.
I think now is the best time. Santa is God, pretty much.
All right, Santa.
There's only one way to find out if you're on his naughty list or his nice list.
I use.
But it's pretty clear which one you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Socks, t-shirts, pieces of notebook paper, whatever gets the job done.
Oh, wow. That last part is art, actually.
A cheese grater.
Oh, no.
Pretty much anything that's within reach when the passion hits.
I have exclusively used G.I. Joe's since sixth grade.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited to have Santa here. Hey, Santa, is it okay if I just ask you a few things about, Christmas? You know a lot of stuff.
Oh, of course, with it being the Christmas podcast and all of... Let's hear all your questions.
Okay, I got something. When I was younger, I can't remember how old I was, I opened one of my gifts and looked at it, and then I fixed it so that my parents couldn't tell. It was a red Power Rangers doll. Am I going to go to hell?
I wouldn't say hell, Alex, but it might not look too good for the naughty or nice list.
Oh no. How many times do you think I made the naughty list?
If my calculations are correct, I believe we're at 10 and counting.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I knew this naughty and nice list existed. I just knew it.
Well, what does it take to get on the naughty list? What does it take to get coal in your stocking? Can we bend your ear about that a little bit?
Of course. There are many things that will get you coal. Do you possibly have any examples?
What about cursing?
Not too much, Cole.
Nice.
But Cole, nonetheless.
Anyone else think anything gets you, Cole?
How about jaywalking?
No, no Cole there. We're not that.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Oh, everybody at the podcast, a huge sigh of relief. We're avid jaywalkers.
Yeah. If I was Santa, I'd be giving out mad lumps of coal for jaywalking.
Ooh.
Wow.
Jeez, whoa.
Like,
oh, yeah, can you apply
piles.
To... Can you apply to be Santa?
Oh, no, definitely not. This is a professional only career.
Oh, wow.
Come on, now,
damn.
We've all seen the Santa Claus. You know what you gotta do to become Santa. You just gotta murder
that
guy.
That movie is not canon. We do
yes.
not
oh, wow.
believe in that.
I always thought Santa Claus was like an elected official or something.
Does Tim Allen get coal for life now?
Tim Allen is not on the nice list. Let's put it that way.
Ooh. Oh, wow. No Tim Allen's not on my nice list either.
Tim Allen's on one of my lists.
Oh, wow.
My celebrity cheating list.
Celebrity crush list?
Yeah.
Like, the one that your girlfriend let you, like, she let you cheat on someone with a celebrity, you pick Tim Allen?
Right, if I ever meet Tim Allen, I've got a free pass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mine's Tyler Perry as Madea.
Well, it's the third item on my list. I didn't know we had so much in common.
Do you get coal for illegally downloading music?
No coal there.
Oh, Santa! I bet you use Napster. Yeah, Santa's a Napster guy.
We can't be giving everyone coal out.
On the same note, does that apply for illegally downloading pornographic images too?
Some coal.
All right.
Oh, you get coal. Oh, I see. Santa and I have a lot of our interests lining up. I'm finding out. This is very interesting. I'm so glad we got Santa on the pod. Matt, you know, I was a little bit miffed with you when you said that, but I think if I had a choice, I would not give you coal for this, where I initially was going to.
All right, I'll make sure.
You must have pulled some strings for that one.
Mm-hmm. No, he's just kind of like, I saw him walking down the street drinking a lot of alcohol.
Oh. Was it eggnog?
Eggnog alcohol.
It wasn't a lot. He's exaggerating.
Oh,
hey,
Matt.
Hey, Santa, does...
There's coal for that. There's coal for that, Matt. You better watch out.
Does alcoholism grant you coal?
You know, I don't have to drive the sleigh home. Where do you do that for me? I can leave at any time.
That sounds like a pretty sweet gig. Well, what's going on, actually, now we talk about the gig itself, how hard are those elves working? They have to make a lot of toys these days. How many? There's like 8 billion people in the world.
The elves work just as hard as usual. We have been doing increased output, but we found avenues around that.
Ooh.
What do you mean? What sort of avenues?
We've been finding some other workers to assist us.
Other workers?
In our time of need.
What other workers are you referring to, Santa?
The major manufacturers of our world. The Chinas and the Indias, of course.
Whoa.
Santa's outsourcing toy production. Wow, that's fucking lit.
I mean,
Santa, are you secretly Donald Trump?
Oh,
don't you dare.
Oh,
don't you dare
don't
compare.
Even answer that question. Don't even dignify that with a response.
Yeah.
Do you think you're talking to Santa or to Satan?
Ooh. We should get Satan on next time.
I think we should.
For New Year's special. Just
me.
Kidding, there isn't going to be a New Year.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, man. So, Santa, while I have you here, There is something that I've been looking for this year. I was going to drop a hint, but I'm just going to come right out and say it. I want a dildo, and I want a fleshlight.
What are you going to do with those two items?
I'm going to fuck them. They're going to fuck each other. It's going to be great.
I mean,
hold on. I got a question for Santa. Can I ask a question to Santa? Am I allowed to
right
do that?
Ahead. Yes.
All right,
this
Santa.
This is my podcast.
Okay. What is your favorite Christmas movie, and why is it Die Hard?
Ooh, boy.
You see, Die Hard's a classic. It doesn't get any better.
That's what I thought. I knew it. I knew, see, once Santa confirmed it, it's locked in now forever. Now I get to tell everyone that Santa confirmed. Yeah.
Can I make my standard confession that I have to make every podcast episode?
Yes.
I've never seen Die Hard.
Oh, God, that's right.
Well, you're old. See, that's a travesty. You should get it for Christmas.
Hey, Santa.
The first time
I've never seen it.
We should. You've never seen Die Hard either, Alex?
No, I was doing a thing.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Doing a joke.
I'm sorry.
Let's call it a joke, Keith. This podcast is full of them.
Yeah, you're right. It went right over my head.
That's okay.
The first time me and Matt ever meet, though, in real person life, we should definitely sit down and watch Die Hard.
We should just watch every movie he hasn't seen.
All of them.
Keith, you might not have met me, but I have met you multiple times while you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. So you weren't sleeping?
Oh,
Keith cannot be snuck up on. He is like an elf.
But you didn't stop me when I was putting my... Never mind. This is too hot for the podcast.
Yeah, he didn't stop you on purpose, bitch. What else we got? You guys got anything else for Santa?
I got another question for Santa.
Okay.
And he better give me the right answer. Who is your favorite reindeer, Santa?
Uh-oh.
I don't like to play favorites. They all work together as a team.
What a
but
generic
no, but
answer.
Who's your favorite? But who's your favorite? Tell us.
I don't play favorites. They all equally help me on my journey. I can't do that.
Santa,
that's
Santa.
False.
There's a Hamilton in it for you if you tell me your favorite.
There's no reason to be PC here. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
guys, they're waiting outside to take me home. I can't.
Just whisper it. Whisper it. Who's your favorite?
Hey, you could say
they've quite good ears.
You could
quite
whisper
good
it to
ears.
Me, and then I'll say it. He said it was Celine Dion.
Yeah. That's not a reindeer.
Yeah, he didn't say
I
that.
Think you
I just
misinterpreted I just... the question. You don't even know who Celine Dion is. I bet.
I don't even know who Santa is.
Oh, so how long has Ho 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 been your slogan? You never toyed around with anything else?
Not necessarily. You see, you have to brand yourself pretty strong when you're Santa Claus.
Yeah. Well, can I make a suggestion? Could I just hear you, you know, do a little soundbite for me of the one that I was thinking for you?
Sure, what's your idea?
Merry fucking Christmas.
Ho ho. That's quite the expletive, but
what? Yeah.
Merry fucking Christmas.
There we go, baby. I think that would go over well. You are pretty modernized. You know, people think Santa's like this old goat, but you've been pretty, you know, you're a pretty hip guy, it seems.
I like Hipster. To keep on the up and up.
I want to go ahead and ask this question, because normally Santa's depicted as, you know, very chubby, but I'm looking at this hunk over here. What's your workout regimen?
He has a bow flex.
I had the elves make me something special. It gets the job done.
So you just use the elves to make whatever you happen to need around the house?
Well, they offer.
you're just like, ah, the back door is broken again. Wish I knew somebody with small hands that could fix that easily. No?
I can't mention the jobs that our elves do.
I don't know. Back doors and small hands. Sounds pretty naughty
this
to
is,
me.
This is Nat's forte.
This is my time to shine.
I have a bit of a cold. Can you get rid of that for me, Santa? Are you magic? You're magic, so can you get rid of my cough?
I left the magic dust in the sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also known
like
as cocaine. The magic
dust.
Yeah,
let me get some of my magic dust out real quick and snort it up. And
heard they got a lot of that at the North Pole.
Full of a holly jolly goddamn Christmas.
Well, less about me, boys. Let's continue on with the podcast. I want to see you guys do your thing.
Oh, Santa, are you a fan?
Of course, I haven't missed one yet.
Oh wow!
What episode are we on?
My nipples are getting a little bit hard.
What episode are we on, Santa? If you're a true fan, you'd know.
Oh ho!
Matt putting
don't,
Santa
Matt,
on
yeah,
blast.
Don't do this.
I'm so getting
do
cold this year.
You fucked up, dude.
I didn't think about the repercussions.
Well, look, I'm going to take the spotlight off Santa real quick. We're on XI. I said that already. X1. X1,
yeah,
I think.
Said that
XI.
At the beginning of the episode.
We're at X1. So we're doing something a little different for our viewers. We're not specifically doing animals. We're doing, you know, we're doing Christmas things. So who wants to go into this one? I think Keith maybe wants to start. Yes, no?
Hi, guys.
Oh. Keith,
I'm Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Hi, Rudolph.
Hi, how you doing?
Rudolph?
That's all I got for you.
All right, bye, Rudolph. Oh, wow.
You know, Santa, I'm really disappointed because, you know, Keith asked you a question earlier and you didn't answer truthfully. You all know who your favorite reindeer is.
Rudolph, how are you on the podcast?
Don't worry about it.
Oh man, there's a little bit of tension here. I wasn't planning for this.
You know, if it's a pretty bad storm out on your way back to the North Pole and you need someone to light your way, don't expect me to be there to help you.
Better bring a flashlight, Santa.
Yeah.
Maybe the elves will make it for you.
Yeah, the elves actually installed headlights last year, Rudolph. Nice try.
That's bullshit, and you know it.
Guys, come on. Let's, you know, Christmas spirit and all that. We're only 6 days away.
Oh, right.
I didn't realize there was such a, you know, feud going on up at the end pole.
We just came here to do a podcast, and now we're just stuck in, like, the middle of a winter civil war.
Yeah. Well, Keith, is Keith still here?
Oh, yeah, Keith's here. Yeah, what's up, guys?
Yeah. Hey, you have facts about a creature, right? A critter?
Yeah, reindeers, yeah. I know reindeers.
Oh, yeah.
Reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Tell us about them.
Reindeer. North American versions of reindeer are called caribou. It's like, I don't know, I think that's a cool name for an animal. What do we got here?
Why do you think it's a cool name?
I don't know. I just think it's cool. It's actually French. Reindeer is German. Caribou is French. Basically, there's a lot of reindeer/caribou/deer all throughout the world. And depending on what area of the world they're in depends on the actual name that they go by. But the North American version of the reindeer, which is primarily found in like Canada and the Arctic Circle, is known as the caribou.
You know what I always say, release Caribou and the party is utter kink, you know what I mean?
Right.
151 rum,
pineapple juice yeah.
And Malibu, you know, caribou, get them all numb. You know, that's the kind of caribou I'm talking about.
Yeah, make the girls come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Here's something interesting about reindeer. Both male and female have antlers. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. Their antlers, they actually grow new ones every year. So the male, they They grow them in March or April of every year, and then they fall off in the winter every year. The females, they only have theirs for a short amount of time, though. They grow, obviously, in the spring, and then they lose theirs in the summer. Their antlers themselves are actually covered in like a velvet spongy material. So that's kind of neat. It's like actual velvet on their
oh,
antlers.
God.
What's going on here?
Is that the reindeer outside?
They're getting impatient.
Blowing up my spot here. I'm trying to talk about them's.
Rudolph came back with a vengeance on that one.
Yeah,
that was me. That was actually me. I'd like to take credit for that sound. I'm working on my impression of a car alarm.
It was pretty accurate, and I like how you managed to throw your voice to outside my window.
Yeah, well, people don't know that. They just hear a sound. They don't know whose microphone it's coming from. I'm going to edit. I'm going to have to do some editing on this. Editing tricks.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fix it in post. That's what I always say.
Oh, shit.
Back to my reindeer speak. I got mad.
Oh, yeah.
I got mad more facts for you guys.
No, okay. You were telling me about the velvet.
Yeah, so their antlers. I think the antlers are one of the most fascinating things about these reindeer or caribou or whatever you want to call them, wherever you are in the world.
Yeah, shout out to Caribou Lou.
Yeah, Tech Nine. So they also shed the velvet off of their antlers. So then, like a lot of Native Americans, that's like very sacred stuff, and they like collect it and use it for I don't even know what.
Eat it, snort it, smoke it. That's what Native Americans do, I think.
So every year, reindeer grow a bigger set of antlers. So
well, it's like me.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Every year, my balls fall off, and then I grow a bigger set.
Right, yeah. And
the next year.
Exactly, and you know what they say about large antlers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this, folks.
Yeah, very large clitoris.
Ding dongs. That's right. Big whole schlongs. So
they
every
got a
year,
wide vagina.
So Alex kind of, I mean, he's half reindeer, so he already knew this, but you know, their dongs also drop every year, and they get bigger dongs every year. So that's kind of sweet. I wish I had that feature.
Yeah, dropping dong is like one of the best things in the world. You got to experience it.
Yeah. Last fact about these reindeer, researchers at the University College of London completed a study in 2011 that revealed that reindeer can see ultraviolet light. And that's why my boy Rudolph is such a dope navigator, because he uses his red nose to light up the sky, and then he's got that ultraviolet vision to see through them clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at, boy?
That sounds pretty tight.
Yeah, so we're going to ask Santa one more time. He's still here, right, Santa? You're here?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so this is your one final chance. Who's the best reindeer of all?
All right, for the record, while they can't hear me, they went around the block.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely Dixon.
Oh wow! I didn't see that coming.
There you go.
Well, I think Santa's getting a little drunk. What are you drinking, Santa?
Oh, we're sipping on some eggnog. That's for sure. The classic.
Oh, is Matt having some too?
We've just been rocking them back this whole time. I'm being honest with you.
You're
are you 21?
First of all. I don't think so. Can we see some ID,
I'm
bitch?
I'm with Santa Claus right now, alright?
I see your fucking ID, dog?
Yeah, here you go. Here you go, here.
Yeah, it says here you're 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
So
I'm a vampire.
This
oh,
can't be
that's
right.
Actually
this is
mine. Whoops.
Oops.
Me and Santa look very similar. I don't know. How did that even get in my wallet?
Something's going on here behind the scenes.
Oh, Matthew's these are your pants.
He's trying to steal the identity of Santa.
I forgot we
switched. He's wearing Santa's pants.
I forgot we switched pants.
Santa, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
That's a good question.
Oh, there are so many to choose from.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, that's my fave.
Alright, you're right. you got me.
That's a fucking crowd pleaser, I'll tell you what.
What about the DMX version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No, DMX is a... He hates gay people, and I'm not down with
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes I just play the beginning to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas for You, where she's just vocalizing and, like, making the noises, and I just play that on loop, and I go ahead and grab my trusty stocking.
And you bust one out. Yeah. You fill up your stocking, as we say.
Yeah.
Oh.
I play the part that's just like the intro where the piano starts going really fast. I just play that part over again and over again. Where it's like, and I just do that like for an hour. And I'm like, that's Christmas to me.
Do you have any Christmas rituals that you do at the house, Santa?
Oh, we, well, aside from, of course, getting the presents ready for the children.
Right, of course.
We, we also like to, you know, we sit down with some milk and some cookies, and we enjoy the family.
I have a question. Does Mrs. Claus give you a Christmas present? You know, once you get home from your trip.
I will say, I don't have to wait to Christmas for that.
Hey-o!
So, like, if you want to just go ahead and put a number on times per year, just a random number. Just say any number, and that'll...
I'll write down a number real quick for you, and,
Do you want me to... Do you want me to say this out loud?
Like,
I'll leave that info with you.
1,000 times. A year.
A year? Yes.
Oh, oh,
Jesus
a year?
Christ.
A year.
Oh.
What was this for, then?
I thought you meant a month.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
1,000 times a month.
Wow, this has sounded quite naughty from the arbitrator over here.
How does Santa have time to do anything else?
Well, I mean, he's got elves, and now he's got Chinese and Indian laborers to make his toys, so I guess he's got a lot of free time.
Does Mrs. Claus outsource
I guess that's what happens when you outsource.
Does Mrs. Claus outsource her sex?
Excuse me, don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare say something like that to Santa Claus.
Answer truthfully.
Don't you dare. Santa, you don't have to answer this.
Mrs. Claus is a nice woman.
Yeah, the only person that's raw dogging Mrs. Claus is Santa, again and again.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, does Mrs. Claus sometimes need to do a little fill-in? Have somebody fill in for Santa, give him a little, you know, extra pep in the bedroom.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would you ever ask Santa Claus something like
that? Are you telling me that you and Mrs. Claus don't have an open relationship?
I do go around the world in one day.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so much.
In more ways than one.
Oh, goes around the world. Santa.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Have you ever done a sex act from Urban Dictionary?
Let me see what this Urban Dictionary has to say.
Oh, you don't know? There's those sex acts on Urban Dictionary. You know, like all the ones kids used to talk about when they're in high school, like the really corny ones where it's like, you do the sex dragon where you come on her and then you punch her in the mouth and the blood and it looks like a dragon, or it's like all those stupid ones that people don't actually do ever. I thought Santa.
Have you done that one specifically?
Me?
I can't say I have.
Everybody in the room, in the podcast room.
No.
I'm sure Santa has given Mrs. Claus a couple pearl necklaces in her time.
Yeah, that's a tame one, though.
Do you ever, you know, let it snow on Mrs. Claus?
He's like, ho, ho, ho! That was my impression. And he drops a couple loads. He's letting
it
snow.
You were very close,
one.
But it's more of a, ho, ho, ho!
Oh,
ho!
Yeah, he's good at that. Oh. Turned into a ghost at the end.
That was me.
Oh. Okay, Keith, are you done with reindeer?
Yeah, they have laser vision, red noses.
Holy shit.
They can fly. Yeah, we're done with reindeer.
Okay, yeah, that's laser vision. All right, so anyway, I guess I'm going to hippity-hop right into this one. Have you guys heard of the snowman?
Frosty?
The abominable snowman?
Oh, the abominable.
Yeah, a.k.a. the Yeti.
The Yeti. I know, yeah, Frosty the Snowman. He's like my home dog.
No, Frosty's a bitch. We're talking about the Abominable Snowman. Oh. The legit snowman. This thing's real, dude. It's an ape-like creature, you know, looks like an ape, is said to inhabit the Himalayas, you know, Nepal, India, Tibet, where the toys are getting made now.
Where are all them toys at? The Abominable Snowman helps them.
It's crazy, because it's not, I mean, it's technically like a myth. People have no indisputable proof on the existence of it, but everyone claims to know that it exists, it's, you know.
It's real to me.
It's real to me, too. And, like, you know, the Nepalese believe it's nocturnal. Like, so you've got it. That's, like, even the next level. No, they're not even saying, like, oh, it might be really, like, no, it exists. It's nocturnal. It whistles. It growls. And they also believe it can kill with a single punch.
That's pretty awesome. I'd like to see that.
That's insane. The first publicized report of a Yeti sighting came from a German photographer in 1925. But, like, apparently tons of people in Nepal, like, just have claimed to seen it, like, in the mountains.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of expeditions. People went to, it's like around Mount Everest and things like that, obviously, Himalayas. And there's lots of people that report seeing like large footprints in the snow, things like that. And some of them will double back and discount it later on, saying, no, I didn't actually see that. So I wonder what happened in between then and now. There's a sort of Yeti mafia, I imagine, that's paying them off.
Sometimes I just like fly out to Nepal or Tibet and I just leave really big footprints just to mess with people.
Just big fake ones?
Yeah, just huge.
I don't believe that for a second.
Or the Yeti comes to you in your dreams when you're sleeping and just like, I don't know, scares you.
Dude, when the Yeti comes to me in my dreams, there is no, it's not scary. It's very passionate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What else is there to know about this Yeti?
So this is like kind of crazy, some of this stuff. So this just happened last year. Oh, no, this happened a few years ago. I'm looking at the wrong article. This happened in 2010. This is not that long ago, but still modern times for people believing in Yeti. China embarked on a 1 million pound expedition in search of the Chinese equivalent of the Yeti. Can you believe that?
Pounds as in the British currency?
No, as in they brought that much weight with them. Of course in the fucking British currency. What the hell else am I talking about?
Why would the Chinese use British currency in their expedition? That's why I'm confused.
I just wanted to use pound as a... I don't know if it was actually pound. I just saw the... In 2010.
Oh. Yeah, that's making that's a up lot currencies? Of money.
Do pounds even exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, pound is a figment of your imagination.
Alright. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Pound is figment.
Figmental.
So let's conjure up an expedition to the Himalayas to find the Yeti, and we will prove all of the hype is real.
I would love to see this abominable snowman.
Do you want
to
come, Santa?
Oh, I'll tell you something about the Yeti. Oof. You get a couple, two or three drinks in him, and he won't stop whistling.
So the Yeti's real?
Is it confirmation of his existence?
Oh, of course. You think all those accusations were just people making things up? That doesn't happen.
So, wow. Yeti is not fake news, confirmed by Santa the Claus himself.
Yeah.
How about it?
So I don't know why this happened, but in 1969... A pivotal year in American history.
Of course it was.
The Board of County Commissioners in Skamania County, Oregon, introduced a bill stating that any person found to have slain a Bigfoot-type creature would be punishable by law by a fine of up to $10,000 or imprisoned for 5 years.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
It's pretty wild.
Oh, they also get coal.
The Yeti gets coal? Why?
No, whoever slays the Yeti will also get coal.
Okay, that's I understand entirely. I'm on board with that. So yeah, I mean, not too much else. We all know they're real. They're big apes and shit. You know, they come to you in your dreams and they tell you to kill your parents. The typical Yeti stuff. We've all been there. We've all had it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I just had one of those Yeti dreams last night.
Yeah, I'm having one right now. Yeah. A waking dream. It's pretty good.
I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
I have Santa sitting on my right, and we're both pounding down eggnog and other Christmas things, and then I have the Yeti on my left.
Wait, you're pounding down other Christmas things? What is that? That was very vague.
Stockings.
Got that. You're drinking
cookies
that come out of your own cum sock?
We're having, like, you know, cookies with special Christmas herbs.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Edible Christmas herb cookies. You got some, frankincense and myrrh in there? I don't know. Christmas herbs?
We have a few Christmas trees in here we're working on.
Oh, yeah. Santa getting down with the Christmas trees.
So
Christmas trees.
Oh. So did you guys want to hear anything from the Yeti?
Yeah, I want to hear him speak.
How's it going, everybody?
That's not a Yeti. That was Louis Armstrong.
I see skies of blue.
Oh, wow. We've got quite the cast here today. There's a Yeti. I can hear him.
He's a couple drinks in, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
What's the preferred drink of the Yeti?
Yeah.
Human blood.
Santa, you know him better than anyone else.
Well, he's sitting closer to you.
I'm going to have to ask Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, what's the Yeti drinking, Louis? Louis, are you there?
No comment, it seems.
He likes
eggnog on the rocks.
Oh, wow.
Eggnog on the rocks.
On the rocks. That's pretty cool.
A little shot of Rumplemans.
Alright, well, there's another fact here. This comes from nationalgeographic.com.au.gy.org.anus. The Yeti, it says it has a, this is from National Geographic, have a big ol' swinging dick. So
they got
Yetis have dongs, sacks, you know, just hanging down ready to do it.
One would say they have a third leg, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what the abominable part is.
Yeah, straight abominable.
Mm-hmm. Don't actually know what that word means. About to look it up on the dictionary. Causing moral revulsion. Very bad or unpleasant. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, you're... I'm done. I don't want to talk about the Himalayas anymore.
I have a Christmas animal to talk about.
Oh, okay. This...
Christmas.
The Grinch.
The Grinch? The same one that stole Christmas?
Yeah, dude. Specifically that one.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
Well,
tell me more. Tell me more.
He's a good kisser.
Ooh, very good kisser.
He's actually, he actually is not green. The Grinch is supposed to be black and white with little splotches of red and pink.
What do you mean?
That's how he. That's his design. That is the Grinch.
I've seen the Grinch. He's green.
Okay. Well, you've seen a misrepresentation of the Grinch.
Yeah, but if literally everyone has seen that, then that's. I mean, you can't say no. All right,
well,
you're all
who created
wrong.
The Grinch?
Dr. Seuss.
I think he was born one day.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss had. You know, when a. When
First
a
of
doctor...
all, Dr. Seuss is a known. Nazi, so I don't really support that son of a bitch. I've always hated Dr. Seuss.
How did the Nazis get coal, Santa?
Coal.
Wow, okay, that settles it.
Nazis are bad!
Good thing, that's really the retribution I was looking for.
Yeah.
I've really just been, you know, in pieces on this the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm certain. Anyway, Dr. Seuss, you know, when a daddy doctor and a mommy doctor love each other very much, they make a Grinch, and It was black and white with red and pink, and that's all I'm going to say. And if you don't believe me, then go read a book.
I think,
first of all, fuck Dr. Seuss. He's a Nazi.
Can we talk about Dr. Seuss for a bit?
Yeah, no,
let's talk about
ass.
Jim Carrey.
He cheated.
I think the pinnacle of his career was when he portrayed the Grinch in that awesome Grinch suit, which was green, by the way.
Right. That was actually a documentary. He had to wear makeup for 92 days, and it took him 3 hours to put it on and an hour to take it off.
I saw something about that. It seemed completely fabricated, but if you say so.
It was a lot of makeup, and you know, the Grinch's fur is actually yak hair.
Yak hair.
Yak hair.
That's actually what Jim Carrey really looks like. He actually has to do three hours of makeup to look the way you see him in, like, all of his other movies,
right.
Like Liar Liar.
That's how it is. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey is really just the Grinch in disguise trying to be a major Hollywood actor.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I don't know. I think Jim Carrey's kind of a bitch. He was in some cool movies, but he's a fucking nut job.
He's crazy, like most people, but he yeah, I guess.
I mean, he's funny. He makes me laugh. I love these Ventura movies. I love Liar Liar. What else is he in? Dumb and Dumber. He's in The Matrix. He was Neo.
He was
played
in,
Gandalf
was
in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he was Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings.
He was in The Mask.
He was in The Mask. He played Cameron Diaz's character.
Man on the Moon or whatever. Man in the Moon.
He had a lot of good roles. He was in Wild Wild West. He's the lead character in Die Hard. He was in Man.
Yep.
He was on Man in the Moon. He is the moon.
He won an Oscar for his portrayal
of the
Godfather in
Godfather. Yeah, I remember when he was the Godfather and he was like saying all those funny lines. Remember from the Godfather?
Yeah, Matt, give us one of those lines from the Godfather.
Collateral damage. I'll show you collateral damage.
That's right, he was also the Terminator.
He's also the Terminator, yeah. Jim Carrey has a wide range of iconic roles that he portrayed. But what people don't know is that Jim Carrey is actually Dr. Seuss.
Right.
And something you also don't know is that this guy is a total fraud. I don't
Absolutely,
like Dr. Seuss.
You're correct.
He's an actual Nazi. His middle name is Seuss. He used the pen name because it sounded like, as far as I remember, he wanted it to sound like Mother Goose because he was writing children's books.
It's
at the
more
time.
Whimsical.
Yeah,
it's more,
but it's actually it's not pronounced Seuss. I don't think he's German, so it would be like a Seuss. Seuss would be closer to it.
Dr. Seuss.
He was gonna go with his full name, you know, Dr. Seuss Jew Killer, but that didn't really look good.
Yeah.
That didn't really look good on the children's books.
The native German, the classic German last name Jukeler.
He cheated on his wife too.
Yeah, most scumbags do.
His wife had cancer, and then he was like, "Oh, I don't want to deal with that."
Oh, and then Santa gave him cancer.
Good work, Santa. You want to talk about that?
Thank you for giving Dr. Seuss cancer.
That was before I was Santa. That was...
that was just when you were a magician.
That was St. Nicholas.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so much about the history of the holiday.
That was before we went corporate. I didn't have to brand myself so strongly.
Oh, that's so great. I wish you were not corporate anymore.
Is there anything...
Before they had their IPO.
Is there anything you miss the most from your pre-corporate days?
I miss how crude it was. We really just broke into people's houses and left stuff there.
Yeah. Broken windows.
That sounds way better. I
straight
miss
up
that
burglarizing
well.
The neighborhood.
Well, you know what, Santa? This Christmas, I want you to just break into my house.
This Christmas, break into my house. Oh, so you have Grinch facts. About the Grinch that are actually true about his non-color thing. We're just going to go ahead and say he's green and move on.
Those were all true, including the yak hair part.
That's a lie.
Yak, 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 yak.
Thank you, Keith.
He made that up.
It's not. I didn't make it up. What, do you know the Grinch?
Of course I know the Grinch.
All right, well, what is his hair
Son
made
of Dr. Seuss.
What is his hair made of?
Green cotton candy.
Oh.
Oh, boy! That's it, verified Animal Jam fact. Green cotton candy.
Lock it in. It's going up on the Wikipedia page right now.
It's green. It's not sweet, though. That's why people don't eat it.
What flavor is it?
Oh.
Like him.
What flavor is it?
It's wasabi. Who does that?
Wasabi cotton candy skin. That's immaculate.
Did he do that, or is that just the production of Dr. Seuss and his wife? Natural.
Oh, it wasn't Mrs. Seuss. It was... I thought you knew, boys.
The Grinch is just a love child of Dr. Seuss and what? Who? The Abominable Snowman?
Mrs. Claus.
And we come full circle, folks.
It's Dr. Seuss and a Yeti made the Grinch.
It's all coming together.
Oh, jeez.
And he's drunk. He's drunk, too.
He's drunk as a skunk.
He's always drunk.
That's what they call him. That's what they call the Yeti in Nepal, the mountain skunk.
Mountain skunk, the abominable skunk.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could talk a little bit about the documentary of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That special,
the 2003 one or whatever.
That special, you know, How It's Made episode that they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had to use 152,000 pounds of crushed marble to create all that fake snow.
Is that the British pounds?
I did say it with a British accent, but no, it's the weight. But I would assume it would probably cost exactly that much, too. A pound per pound? I don't think
you know anything about foreign currency exchange.
I'm really bad. Yeah. I'm really bad at dimensional analysis.
Tell me
what
more
dimension
about
are we
Grinch
even
guys.
In right now?
probably like the 17th
or maybe 69th dimension.
There you go.
Yeah, come on now.
Get with the fucking program.
Spoon feeding you these ones.
Yeah.
I have a question for Santa.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you want for Christmas?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays.
As the famous line goes,
for a man
Merry
who has
Christmas
it all.
To all, and to all a good night. Or however,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
he
for
nailed it.
Fantastic. End of the podcast. See you guys next week.
And to all a good night, click.
I have a snow globe here. It's a Christmas tree with a little Santa hat and some presents. What are your feelings on that?
Why is it sticky?
I'm inside the sock.
Oh. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We should have had way more Christmas sounds. Like, how's this?
Ooh. Do you want to just go ahead? And, we could just sing a Christmas song right now. We could just make one right.
Yeah,
make one up.
I got one. You got follow my lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
deck
all
the halls
the bells.
With boughs of holly.
deck of the halls, deck the halls.
Christmas, yay!
You better not shout. You better not
sing.
Shout.
Okay. There's two versions of the same song. My bad.
No, it's okay.
Do you have any more Grinch facts for us? Green Grinch.
I have a little thing. If you want to be a who, if you want to be a who from the movie, from
mm-hmm.
the documentary,
Whoville.
From the book, mm-hmm. from the animated movie, and
mm-hmm.
the other movie,
mm-hmm.
you have to go
mm-hmm.
to who school. So that you can be comfortable with acting and being a who. Emotionally, as well as physically.
Right.
That sounds fucking queer. I could be a who right now.
Who
right,
knew?
Go ahead. Ooh.
Who's stopping me?
Let's just rhyme for the rest of it.
I fucking hate when I accidentally rhyme.
But you do it all the time.
I know, and then I have to go listen to Danzig and get my head straight.
Mother.
I bet that leaves you irate.
Christmas! That was the Danzig's Christmas song. Okay, do you have more Grinch facts? Do you have more Grinch facts or no?
I'm Grinched out.
Okay, good. I'm Grinched out too. That's what I say as soon as I'm done taking a shit.
Yeah. Got Grinched,
yo.
A green one.
Alright, are we going to do a Battle Royale with these guys?
I don't think so. In the Christmas spirit.
I think we should.
But
I
you know...
We should.
Well,
okay.
Speak for yourselves.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, the reindeer obviously wins.
Speak for yourselves, because the Yeti and Santa are in a drunken brawl right now.
So they are battle royaling right now. We'll figure it out. Oh.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus.
Ho-ho!
That sounds like sex, actually.
That's... It quickly turned into that.
It quickly devolved into a sexual encounter.
Quick, somebody get the cum sock.
If we're being honest, I think the Grinch would win.
He is a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, he's a mean one. He's devious. He's cunning.
He's good at burglarizing houses.
Yeah, he's got tricks up his sleeve. He's smart, That's how you overpower people with your brain.
He did everything
trickery.
That you can do, and he did that for the whole town of Whoville. Where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you?
He took the presents that I laid out.
Oh, yeah, that's your excuse? And you just didn't do anything about it? You're just like, oh, I guess the Grinch has got this one.
I was, you know, a little busy with every other town
in the fucking world. So what, the Whoville just takes a second seat to the rest of the town? All who's...
Matt, get off his dick. I have a question for Santa. How do you feel about Jack Skellington?
He's not too bad, but, you know, those kids that kidnapped me... They got coal. They got so much coal.
They all got coal. You get coal.
I heard you murdered them. Do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, baby, it's Christmas.
Well, I mean, you mess with Santa, you get the claws.
Oh! Damn. You got me. All right. Well, if I had a vote in the Battle Royale, I would say Grinch.
I'm just going to go ahead and vote for the Grinch, too.
I'm not giving Matt
this
the
is,
pleasure
this
of
is
giving
only,
him a
I'm, not, I'm not figured in this fight, correct? Because if
yeah, but
so,
you can weigh in on it. You can weigh in on it, but you don't have an actual vote.
Well, I mean, it depends which Grinch are we talking about. Are we talking about the real green one or the fake red and black? Well,
hold on.
The real green one.
Which one's fake?
The real green one.
All right, the real green one. He's chill. I could kick it back with him.
Yeah, that's all I needed to hear. So, there you go. Matthew finally wins a battle royale. It's on Christmas. Merry Christmas,
Merry
you little
Christmas,
baby boy.
Matt.
That's your present, by the way.
Oh, thank you, everybody. I'm gonna go ahead and get my victory stocking.
Put it on. Put it on your foot.
I'm wearing shoes right now.
Put the sock on anyway.
It's well, a, guess what? I mean,
it's really wet.
Matt's earned his shout out.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
like,
buddy.
Give it to
go
us.
Ahead.
Lay it on us.
You have a couple seconds of free mic time. Do whatever you want. Let's hear it.
I
want
to go ahead and I want to thank Santa Claus. I want to thank Jim Carrey. I want to thank my mom for, you know, banging my dad. And not swallowing. That was real.
You should
cool
thank her for banging me.
She had a.
Holy shit.
I want to thank Alex for making car noises outside my house the whole time. I think that really helped me the push I needed to win. And I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Don't forget about them Canadians.
I love Canadians.
Coal.
Mm-hmm.
Coal.
That was a good shout out.
Canadians get coal. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I'm just getting real festive. I like these sleigh bells.
Yeah. We should let Matt win more often so he can give shout outs. Just kidding. That's never going to happen again.
We didn't let him win. I think he earned that one. But all right, I think that was a pretty good one. We did some animals. We talked to Santa. Do we got anything else for the big boy, the man in the house, Santa Claus?
Merry,
I don't think so.
Merry Christmas.
Aw, that was sweet.
Yep.
Good job with the podcast, boys. I like to see what you guys do.
Can I?
Thanks.
Can I just petition?
We'll have you back on at half Christmas in June.
Can I just petition you for something before you go? Can I get your nude calendar set?
I'll get you in contact with Rudolph. All right.
All right.
Oh boy.
Oh, Mickey Mouse is here too. all right. Santa Claus, can we get well, actually, let's go Keith. Last words.
Put me on the spot here. Hey, mm-hmm. Just remember, if you haven't seen it yet, go out and watch the best Christmas movie ever made. It takes place at Nakatomi Plaza in Los Angeles, California, and it's starring a guy named John Die Hard. Die Hard.
Die Hard. Okay.
Die Hard.
Matthew, any last words?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Mine's going to be go watch the best Christmas movie of all time, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Die Hard.
Santa dies in that one.
No. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Santa, last words. Last words for the podcast.
Oh, I think Santa's gone already.
Santa.
What was that? I dozed off a little.
Holy shit.
Those cookies are kicking in.
We'll get some last words, Santa, and send us out on a good note.
Is that... That sock is disgusting. Merry Christmas to all, and have a great day.
Oh, wonderful. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Great Boxing Day.
Cole.